I'm getting people on the internet. What about 9 for 9? I'm glad that Shador went 9 for 9. It's not about the stats, guys. It's not about the stats. It's not about that in camp. It wasn't about that with Johnny, and it wasn't about anybody else. It was about how can you digest the offense, and obviously, I mean, he could throw a ball to nobody. It doesn't mean that he threw the wrong pass. You don't know. I don't know. Team sessions.
It is silly, especially when we just wait for the preseason games.
Because I could look at it and go,
which still are not indicative of actual games, but it's still a much better resource.
He could throw a pass. I mean, you guys remember the Bears game in December. Okay, 2 years ago, Bears in December, they came back, they won that game. They really had no business winning that game. Remember the one play that Joe Flacco got mad at Cedric Tillman on? Because it's like, man, you ran the wrong route. And then when they had the NFL films on it, Kevin's like, Cedric, dude, it's December. What are you doing? So we could be in camp right now, and he could throw just some fluttering nothing to somebody there because the guy ain't there. We don't know. We don't know. But you know what does count? Flip right double X jet. 36 counter naked waggle at 7 X quarter on 1. Ready effing break. That is what counts.
I was hoping you wouldn't self-censor there. Come on.
Now you gotta.
The big deal, by the way.
Well,
big deal.
If Mitch has his way, I would have just said it and it would have been all over the place, but that's neither here nor there. Go ahead.
Guys, I think we're underselling the fact that Nathan Zagura, the voice of the Cleveland Browns radio network. We hear him week in and week out. He has seen more training camps than you can imagine. He knows what's good. He knows what's bad. He just came on the air and said Shador Sanders has
deserves
earned
first team reps.
Has he
earned
said
him.
Earned
oh, well, what?
First
it's the
team
same thing.
Reps.
That is
well,
the same thing. Earns and deserves is the same
but
thing.
But I think it's a big deal. I think that is a big deal because
you bet you're, yeah.
Do we know what we're watching?
I think we're in code orange
he's
here,
he's talking to coaches as he's I saw him the other day. He was walking off the field having a conversation with one of the coaches. And I'm like, all right, so Nathan's talking to these guys. And for all the fans that think the Browns are sabotaging him, I'll tell you what, for him to 1 week in have people saying that leads me to believe he's going to get that opportunity. And get ready, because the preseason games, you know Joe Flacco's not playing. Mm-hmm. At least against, who is it here
he's
coming up next week? Carolina. Like, let's go. Let's go.
Yes, there's going to be a chance here. And I'm excited for Shador Sanders, and I think a lot of other people should. Which there has been, you know, I'm in a weird spot because I'm like, man, I don't want to fall in love with the argument. I don't want to do what I think a lot of people have done over the last 4 years of his career, which is become addicted to the argument over him. Because then I think I'm going to start, like, in a way, you almost start rooting for his downfall. And I don't want that to happen because I think the Browns are giving him every opportunity. So if I'm sitting there saying the Browns are giving him every opportunity, Ken, no, they're not. Yes, the Browns are giving him every opportunity. Ken, no,
Ken,
they're
no,
not.
No, they're not.
Okay, well, if he goes out there and he sucks up the room, then I'm going, see, he's getting what he's there. No. I don't want that to happen because I liked him coming out of college, and I don't think he should have been a fifth-round pick. I think he should have been obviously much higher.
We both did. But
we both thought that. And I do think his ceiling is higher than Dillon Gabriel's, for crying out loud. And I think he should be ahead of Dillon Gabriel. Think that. That's where we're at.
I think it shows you that there is growth there. And just look, the highlights, if you just take the highlights, it's so silly. We all understand, or most of us should. Most level-headed Browns fans who do want the best for the Browns and want one of these guys to emerge. Like the highlights, me, Shador's have been the best. They have been the best. Doesn't mean that doesn't necessarily equate to anything.
Yes.
It's against his own teammates. It's not exactly, you know, they can't tackle him. They can't come and sack him like the guys will be coming after him on the defensive lines in the joint practice of the preseason games. Okay, so I don't know how much of this is real, but compared to Dillon Gabriel, we've seen very little of Kenny Pickett, obviously, and, you know, Joe Flacco. I'll tell you, the highlights I've seen from Joe Flacco are nimble Joe in his 40s being able to scramble around a little bit.
We got Kevin Stefanski on Afternoon Drive right after practice today. More about Afternoon Drive possibly coming up before coming in hot at 9:43. I think we've tracked down some audio. We've been accused of high crimes here on The Fan by a certain host, and we will play that audio. Keith found it. Okay, we'll play
that. We know that host's name, though.
Coming up at 9:43. Well, some people got it mixed up. I thought it was the guy with the beard who's about 6'4", 6'5". Apparently, it's not. It's not. It's the guy who fell in love with golf. And we'll talk about that coming up at around 9:43, because if we do anything, we might do it poorly, but we didn't steal anything from anybody. We were accused of theft. Also, another controversy coming up here in just a few moments. Also, Terry McLaurin, 30 years old, going on 30 years old. I think the Browns, they want to get younger. And right now, I'm in a holding pattern, guys. I got to be frank. Andrew Berry's made good trades for wide receivers. He hasn't drafted well, but he's made good trades for wide receivers. I know what Denzel Ward posted. I know that he would like Terry McLaurin. They're Ohio State guys. I'm in a holding pattern with trading away any assets. It's not about salary cap stuff. It's not about Deshaun Watson's contract. It's that I need, I hope that one of these young guys work out, and then maybe we'll see what happens with Andrew Berry. I'm not sure. I know his track record isn't that great right now, drafting guys, and I need every asset I can, because if it's Andrew, okay, I need picks. If it's somebody else, okay, I need picks. And I don't think that Terry McLaurin's career syncs up with where the Browns are at right now. Because I think that this year we're kind of in this holding pattern to what the Browns are going to be. And then I think next year we're really trying to build of something here at the bottom. We'll have a couple of guys there. We'll obviously have Myles Garrett. But we are really trying to rebuild from the bottom up going into next year. And you're hoping to do that with either Shedeur Sanders, Dillon Gabriel, or more than likely, as they sit right now, a first overall or top five quarterback, depending on what you do with that other draft pick. So because of that, I can't go that direction on Terry McLaurin, even though his name excites me. I think you and I have not defended him, but we have said he's the most underrated, one of the most underrated players, and certainly maybe the most underrated wide receiver in all the NFL. I'm a big fan of Terry McLaurin, but he's at an age right now where it just snuck up on me. He's 29. He's going to be 30. I don't think that timeline of Terry adds up with me and adds up with the Browns, I should say. There's another theory that's out there. I brought up the story that I ate Taco Bell shirtless right when I brought in Nathan. Keith has texted me and Nathan, our boss Keith, and believes I'm lying to all you people that I ate the sauce and beef from the taco off my bare stomach. Gut, if you will. My answer is, I certainly did not eat the sauce and beef from the taco off my stomach. First off, it wasn't a lot. It wasn't like I ate a bite of the taco and the whole taco came spilling out on my bare gut. Because I had to take, guys, I had to take my shirt off.
Drippings.
Because it was after a long, hot practice in Streetsboro, Ohio. So I was shirtless. I didn't want my wife to see me that way because, I mean, if you want me to be brutally honest with you, it's been 2 weeks since the surgery, and I'm going to tell you what I got going on tonight, so I'm going to let you know that. Second of all, I don't want her to see me that way because I think eating shirtless is pretty gross.
Take it out for a test drive.
Plus, I was sweaty. So I don't want anybody to see me that way, and I'm not going to eat off my bare, sweaty stomach.
I would have eaten the meat.
Nathan is in much better shape than me and is not grotesque like I am. I'm not contributing to that. Plus, guys, like, I have zero soul. I have a soul. I have zero self-respect, and I have even less self-esteem. I do everything I can to make sure my sons don't end up looking like me. I'm not going to pull that behavior in front of my son that I'm going to eat taco drippings off my own sweaty gut at dinner.
You made me do this, you bitch!
It's not going to happen.
Because apparently I'm the bad boy.
Boy, courageous to do that right before coming in hot. I'll tell you that much.
Thank you very much. Well, yeah, people sit there and they go, oh, this will really hurt his feelings. Guys, I don't have feelings anymore, okay? I don't. I tell you guys about my mom's ashes kept in a cardboard box in my office. For the love of God. You think you telling me I like Twinkies is going to hurt me? No. I'm not John Candy in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Go try to get somebody else. Yes.